I'm speaking with Steve Halbrook, Farm Foundation. And Steve, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am Vice President of Farm Foundation, which means that I do a little bit of everything around here. And Farm Foundation, for those of you who aren't familiar with us, we're a nonprofit organization that works in agricultural and rural policy issues. And our stock in trade is bringing government, industry, and academic leaders together to focus on issues and challenges that face agriculture, the food system, and rural communities.
Well, and so and I think it might be logical to understand this, but why is it that Farm Foundation is interested in biofuels specifically?
Well, biofuels is one of those topics that sort of cuts across all facets of agriculture these days and rural communities. The ethanol industry, especially in the Midwest, has sort of blossomed over the landscape in the last few years, creating jobs and other things. There are some environmental challenges associated with this industry, and there are also some logistics challenges associated with industry. How to move the grain around to get to these plants, and more importantly, how to move and solve the logistics puzzle of moving the ethanol from where it's produced to where it's consumed, and the distiller's grains, the sort of co-product of the process, to those animal feeding operations and other uses for that product.
I think that makes perfect sense. And as we look at this upcoming conference, it's part of a series called Transition to a Bioeconomy, this one on risk, infrastructure, and industry evolution. Maybe we could start here by talking a little bit about the series itself, this Transition to a Bioeconomy. What does that mean?
Well, this series came about in some discussions about a year ago with leaders from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and a couple of other government agencies who sort of came to us and said, look, the biofuels industry is a reality. You know, it's out there on the landscape. And yet there are an awful lot of questions that we don't know, and this we don't know the answers to. And also, this industry is evolving at a very rapid pace. The industry today is not the industry of 3 years ago, and it's not going to be the industry of 5 years from now. And so we need a sort of a series of activities that will just, over the next 18 months or so, take a look at all the different ways that this industry is impacting agriculture, the food system, and rural communities. In our first event in February of this year down in Atlanta, we really focused on integration of agricultural systems. That is, how is the agricultural industry itself changing to accommodate the demand for product from the ethanol industry and the biodiesel industry? You know, what changes are occurring? How's the industry, how's the agricultural industry changing to this new set of demand? This event will focus on how do you manage risk in this new environment? What are some of the infrastructure issues, such as transportation, logistics that are associated with this industry, and also how do we expect the industry to evolve over the next 2 or 3 years. Our third event this coming October is going to focus on environmental impacts and opportunities and challenges of the industry, and also what this industry means in terms of economic development in rural communities.
Well, I'll tell you what, you certainly couldn't have picked a more significant time and for having this. I mean, especially when you look at how this relates to agriculture. You know, just this week we've seen a couple of pretty major agricultural commodity groups come out involved publicly in a public relations campaign with the Grocery Manufacturers Association. And let's just say not real happy with some of the way things have been going with this biofuels thing. And then on the other side, of course, you've got certain commodity groups who are very much in support of energy policies that we have. And so it just seems like, you know, your timing is really spot on with this. And looking at this particular part of the series that's coming up here in California on risk and infrastructure and the evolution of the industry, what are some of the kind of key elements of this program that people might be interested to know about?
One of the things that we're going to focus on is how, you know, agriculture has some traditional methods of managing risk. Futures markets, crop insurance. These are very traditional ways that the farmers and the production side of agriculture can manage risk. You know, on the processor side, you know, they have some traditional ways of managing risk. But when you throw this new element into the industry, it throws some of these things out of whack a little bit. At least it puts real stress on, as we can tell today, you know, the futures markets are clearly reacting, and there's a certain volatility in those markets because of this new segment of the industry. Do we expect that to continue? Do we expect that to sort of level off over time? What are some new risk management, what new ways that we may be able to manage risk in this new environment that we don't have today? Those are some of the things we're going to look at.
Well, and I think you've got some very interesting people and a lot involved at the university level, for example, that will be speaking on the program, and of course also from USDA. Any that you might, you know, want to point out as sort of a might be.
Well, there are three people I think that on the program that people should be very much interested in hearing what they have to say. One is Paul Hamus, who works for Union Pacific. He's in charge of all of Union Pacific's agricultural business. And he's going to talk about some of the opportunities and challenges that Union Pacific has faced as they try to service this emerging biofuels industry. And I think Union Pacific is not alone in the opportunities and challenges they're facing, but this conference is an opportunity to hear from, you know, a senior executive of one of the major railroad companies and how they are approaching this evolving industry. And secondly, we're going to have two undersecretaries of agriculture with us, Tom Doerr from Iowa, who works and is in charge of all of USDA's rural development activities, and in fact, his agencies have been front and center in providing funding and loan guarantees to help this industry evolve. And finally, we're going to have Gail Buchanan from Georgia, who is the Undersecretary for Research at USDA. And he's going to talk about how USDA is going to support research that will accommodate this industry and also the production side of agriculture and all the other elements of so that we have a better understanding of how this industry integrates into traditional agriculture and the food system.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great conference. I'm really looking forward to participating in it. At this particular point, we're still going to be, you know, just a little ahead of it when we publish this interview. If somebody's still interested, I assume that they still is an opportunity to participate if they would like to?
There still is an opportunity to participate. You can register up until the day or two before the conference. And, in fact, we will, you know, take walk-in registrations at the conference facility. If you're traveling from out of state, if you're not from California and you want to travel out to Berkeley to attend this event, let us know as quickly as you can because hotel rooms are a little bit scarce. We're holding some in reserve, but if you'll let us know, we'll save one for you.
Great. Well, thanks for explaining that. I think it's that people will have a better understanding, for example, of Farm Foundation and what, you know, what you're all about, and And, of course, we're going to do our best to provide a very public awareness of some of the things that are discussed there at the conference itself. Anything else you might want to touch on that we didn't there?
Well, I want to go back to your discussion a couple of seconds ago about this PR campaign about those that are pro or against ethanol.
Right.
You know, Farm Foundation's mission is to provide objective, unbiased information about these issues. And so, you know, we don't really have an axe to grind in this fight. We're trying to provide the best information that's out there so people can make up their own minds. And I'll draw your attention to another activity that we're doing that's related to this. We've been talking to a couple of economists at Purdue who are doing a study for us on to really take a hard look at what's causing this global increase in commodity and food prices. You know, there are those that want to blame that on the ethanol industry. There are those that want to blame it on India and China and so on and so on. And we're trying to take a comprehensive look at that. And we're going to release that study at our Farm Foundation Forum on the 15th of July. So if people are sort of interested in this issue, you might want to take a look at our website on the 15th of July, and we'll release that report.
Great. No, that's definitely, I think, practically everybody that we interact with, I think, would be very interested in that type of information. And so, yes, we will very much look forward to it. Well, I want to thank you very much, Steve, for taking a few minutes to talk to us about the upcoming risk infrastructure and industry evolution part of this transition to a bioeconomy series, and look forward to doing it, and hopefully get a chance to meet you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today, and we look forward to seeing you in Berkeley in a couple of weeks.
Okay.